simple drawing of Donald Duck holds a flashlight that projects his own smiling face against a blue curtain.
Who's got the sweetest disposition? One guess, guess who? Who never, never starts an argument? Who never shows a bit of temperament?
Against a honeycomb-patterned background, a title reads, Beezy Bear. A bee lounges in a hexagonal cell below it.
Who gets stuck with all the bad luck? No one but Donald Duck.
A sign near an apiary reads, D. Duck Honey Farm. Wearing a veiled hat, Donald walks up to a hive and checks on it. Nearby, Humphrey the Bear peers into another hive. They move to different hives. Humphrey flees. As a swarm of bees chases him, he runs through a meadow and dives into a lake. The bees circle above him as he briefly comes up for air. Ducking back under, he plucks a reed and breezes through it. The bees retreat. Meanwhile, marching out of his farm, Donald storms under an arch that reads Brownstone National Park. He enters a ranger station.
It couldn't be. All right, we'll see.
Ranger Woodlore walks out with Donald. A few bears scavenging through some trash cans rush over.
Boys, our good neighbor Mr. Duck has a complaint.
Donald nods. Humphrey runs over from the lake, dripping.
Why are you always wet?
Humphrey mimes, washing his armpits.
You bathe too much.
Yeah, how about that?
Someone has been trying to steal his honey.
Oh.
And it was a bear.
You think it was a bear? Oh, dear, it couldn't have been one of my boys. Line up.
Climbing onto a platform, the bears scramble into a single row against a height chart, with Humphrey at the far end.
All righty, pick out the guilty one.
Now let me see. Nope. Not that one. No.
He frowns at Humphrey, who sweats.
We can all make mistakes, can't we?
He walks to a white line.
All right, boys. Now this is a boundary line. This side is ours, and that side belongs to Mr. Duck. Is that clear?
Humphrey nods from Donald's side.
Then, get back here!
The bear obeys.
Okay, boys, dismissed. Oh,
yeah. Donald comes over.
Oh, and by the way, keep your bees off government property. Good day.
He hands Donald a bee in a jar. Later, the duck erects a fence. Humphrey watches wistfully from behind the fence. Donald samples honey from different hives.
90% pure.
Humphrey drools.
90% pure. Boy, 100% pure.
Humphrey bats at his head. With his tongue sticking out, he crawls to the barbed wire fence.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
As Donald steps into a shed, Humphrey scampers behind the fence. Grabbing a no swimming sign from near the lake, he props it under the barbed wire and sneaks through to the other side. He picks a bunch of wildflowers.
Yoo-hoo!
The bees swarm over to him. Humphrey leads them to a hive where he places the flowers in a can and points. As the bees surround the flowers, Humphrey slams a barrel over the setup, trapping them. He squints at the barrel and pats it, leaving it vibrating as he grabs a beehive and steps away. The barrel grows still. Humphrey returns and puts his ear to it, then pulls out a stopper and peers in. He ducks as the bees race out, then jumps as they fly under him. Pursued by the bees, he dives under the wire and into the lake. Breathing through his reed, he splashes the bees swarming above it. They retreat. Spotting Ranger Woodlore coming down a path to the lake, Humphrey splashes water into his armpits.
Boy, you're a clean bear.
Woodlore leaves. Humphrey crosses the fence again. He tiptoes, then crawls to a trash can and peeks out from behind it. He jumps from one foot to the other, then pulls at his cheeks, wagging his tongue about. As the bees rush over, he traps them in the trash can. They escape out the bottom. Unaware, Humphrey flattens the can, then lowers his ear to it. He runs to a hive. He turns, and the bees fly into his open mouth. He spits them out, then runs as they give chase. Woodlore arrives at the fence.
Now, who did that? Why, this isn't a fence post.
He removes the sign. Humphrey dives, notices the fence intact again, and tries to stop, but crashes through. At the lake, Woodlore spots the bees circling the reed.
Get back on your own side.
They fly back over the mangled fence.
Choo, 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 choo. The very idea.
He sees a patch of fur caught on the wire. Taking off his hat, he glances around and puts the fur on his bald head.
Not bad. No, not bad at all.
As he leaves, Humphrey sneaks back into Donald's side and dives into a bush. Using it as cover, he moves to the hives, puts a hose in one, and sneaks back across the boundary. Sitting like a snake charmer, he sucks on the hose. A bulge in the tubing moves rhythmically from the hive toward him. Coming out of his shed, Donald spots it.
What gives?
He sees the bush.
Oh, yeah? I'll fix him.
He removes the end of the hose from the beehive and sucks on it. Almost at the bush, the bulge stops and reverses course. Humphrey gapes and peers into the hose. He shakes it. As the bulge approaches him, Donald puts the hose back into the hive. Just before it goes in, the bulge retreats as Humphrey sucks on his end of the hose.
Oh, yeah.
Donald resumes sucking on his end. The bulge goes back and forth in the hose. Woodlore steps up behind Humphrey, who stops and eyes him sheepishly. The honey flies out at Donald, sending him crashing into the hives. Woodlore leaves. As Humphrey sucks on the hose again, Donald attaches the other end to a tap, pinches the tubing, and lets the water collect. He releases the huge bulge. Humphrey eagerly opens his mouth as it races toward him. Woodlore returns.
Gimme that.
Donald joins the pair.
Your hose, Mr. Duck.
Yeah.
Donald hands the hose to Humphrey, but Woodlore gives it back to Donald.
It's your hose.
As they fight over it, Humphrey sees the bulge approaching. He grabs the hose and puts it to his mouth. Water floods out at all three of them. In the lake, Woodlore knocks Humphrey on the head.
You take too many baths.
Humphrey smiles sheepishly. Words appear at the end. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.